1.
A fire destroyed the famous presidential hotel last night. Firefighters helped all the hotel guests escape safely from the building, although some people lost their clothes and other belongings. Firefighters say the fire probably started in a guest room, possibly because a guest fell asleep while smoking. 2.
Government health officials have closed down Ocean Gardens, a well-known local seafood restaurant. More than 10 people came down with food poisoning after eating at the restaurant last week. The officials say that the problem was probably caused by contaminated water in the restaurant's fish tanks.
3.
A group of Japanese students was rescued yesterday after being stranded for 10 days in the Australian outback. The trouble started after a vehicle the students were traveling in broke down. They couldn't get cell phone reception where they were, so the students had to survive by eating snakes, insects, and berries and wait for rescuers to find them. Luckily, the students are all recovering well from their harrowing experience.
4.
Pop singer Jimmy Wilde didn't arrive for his concert last night, disappointing over 80,000 fans. A representative of the singer said that he was sick and the concert would be rescheduled for next month. No one knows exactly what Wilde's illness was, but sources say he's probably just exhausted because he's been touring for 3 months straight.
5.
Coast Guard boats are searching for a fishing boat with a crew of 4, which has been missing for 2 days. Shortly after the boat left land, it ran into a very bad storm and sent out a message for help. Several private citizens have volunteered to assist the Coast Guard with their search tomorrow.
6.
And this just in. Bai Yun, the giant panda at the city zoo, has finally given birth to twin cubs. Zoo officials are delighted at this event, since pandas are very rarely born in zoos. Right now, the baby pandas are very small, about the size of mice.